Prologue.
You should really listen to me. I get to be pretty darn important later on. But we're talking about Lenny here. Lenny Hodge. Just an ordinary guy who can do extra special things. Like call mermaids up from the deep blue sea. Or have a meteor strike down from a clear blue sky. Pretty impressive, huh? Except Lenny can't figure out how he makes these things happen. In fact, he has spent most of his life running away from that stuff. But while Lenny did his best to escape his gift, other folks had different ideas. Some were good, like the people and not quite people at Terrifitemps. Others are not so good, but we'll get to them later. Lenny had been looking for work for a long time, and Terrifitemps was the last temporary employment agency in town. He was shocked when they hired him, but then he didn't know how much the agency would need him for their more unusual jobs. His first job started almost as soon as he got there, with bad things happening to a couple of his fellow workers. He was sent out to fix the problem with a team he hardly knew. The story starts here, of course, because that's when Lenny met me. Things happened fast after that very important meeting. Lenny faced would-be conquerors, plus shadow beings that were not quite human, not to mention sinister swamis, and one incredibly vindictive ex-girlfriend. He triumphed over everything. No surprise, really, when you have a pooka by your side. Well, need I say more? Things got even more interesting when the Swami switched sides and promised to bring Lenny's power out from the shadows. Which he did. Sort of. With some very important help from yours truly. But Lenny also unleashed something so cosmic and terrible that everyone involved was driven it from their minds. Except me, of course, and I don't even like to think about it. But I'll tell Lenny all I remember as soon as I get out of here, wherever I am. Still, Lenny was victorious, kind of, and helped to get Terrifitemps back to, well, not normal, really. Let's just say he got the company back to being Terrifitemps again. You can figure out the rest of it as we go along. Lenny doesn't know how he did that either. A chorus of singing buffalo helped somewhere in the middle, and there was something about a postage stamp first day cover that even a qualified pooka like me can't understand. But enough of yesterday's news. The story has barely gotten started. I've got to get back there as fast as I can. Lenny needs his faithful pooka by his side. I mean, how else is he going to know how much trouble he's in? Yours in truth and justice, Bob the Horse, Pooka Extraordinaire.